This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
CIA director and political extremist John Brennan, as well as other Obama officials, somehow retained their security clearances long after leaving their government jobs. This allowed them access to highly classified information, including leaks from former colleagues who are still working in the intel agencies. Today, the White House announced it is seeking to revoke those clearances. We'll have more on that in just a moment. But first, we finally have a copy of the FISA warrant application that allowed the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign in 2016. That document is heavily redacted, but certain facts are clear. The clearest of all, the Obama administration argued with a straight face that Carter Page was a secret agent working for the Russians. This is absurd, and yet it was widely believed in Washington. Watch this.
There was a very clear belief that Carter Page was conspiring with Russia to in ways that were nefarious.
There was overwhelming evidence to have probable cause to do surveillance on Carter Page. It would have been a dereliction of duty for our FBI not to have sought a surveillance warrant.
As you say, it makes a compelling case that there is probable cause to believe that Carter Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power.
A compelling case, really? Well, if it's so compelling, why aren't we hearing that case in court at Carter Page's treason trial? Well, because it's total nonsense. It's a bad joke. The FISA application doesn't even begin to prove that Carter Page betrayed his country in any way. But the application does prove other things. We now know, for example, conclusively, that the discredited Steele dossier was central to the Obama administration's request to spy on the Trump campaign. Former FBI Director Jim Comey has publicly denied that, perhaps assuming the actual request would never be released. Comey claimed that the dossier was not a significant part of the government's request, and that turns out to be a lie. Not only did the Obama administration use the Steele dossier as the basis of its spying request, it appears the FBI did essentially nothing to verify the claims of the dossier, despite the fact they knew it was a partisan document paid for by political operatives, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. It was too good to check, apparently. Instead of sending its own agents to run down the facts, which of course it could have done, in fact it exists to do, the FBI instead cited a Yahoo News article to prove that the dossier was reliable. The only problem with that, the Yahoo piece was itself based on leaked information from Steele. You'd have to be utterly incompetent to do something like that, or totally dishonest.
Well, it's clear that they're not being honest, that this is all, you know, one big ruse. And you wonder, when is this thing going to stop? You know, we've been saying, it's like, we spend so much time on the Russians, but yet we ignore the 800,000-pound other gorillas in the room, you know, like the DNC themselves and what they did, how they meddled and did things that, you know, shouldn't be done. But you can't even wave through that. And I guess that's this whole Russian deal. It's all a matter of cover. Because if our eye is on, you know, watching what's going on with the right hand, we're not seeing what's happening underneath with the left, right? And, you know, we spend too much time on this Russia stuff. Clapper has already lied and, you know, contradicted himself on several occasions, especially if you remember, he said that, you know, not one vote was changed, you know, it didn't happen. Now he's saying that clearly, you know, the Russians were the reason and for Trump's election. Yeah, I mean, this is all this big lie that continues to go. And, of course, what they're playing against is you've got half the country that elected Donald Trump, that supports Donald Trump. They're excited about the results of his presidency. You know, it's hard to deny the empirical evidence, but the other half that has been dubious and they're still in shock, they continue to be confused. And the harm that, these operatives, the deep state, is doing on behalf of, a divided United States, I mean, it leaves us vulnerable on many fronts here. And what a waste of time. And not mention that. I mean, look at all the money that we're wasting along the way when we could be focused on things that could really help more of America. Why not, huh?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, including the plethora of previous interviews that we've had that we share with you. It's our gift to you. You can download it absolutely free, share it with your friends, your neighbors, listen at your own leisure, and pick up that note, and be reminded of that missing note that you had that you wanted to follow up on. It's all right there. Also, I want to bring your attention that we are supporting Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. And whatever you can do to help us to that end, that would be awesome. You know, rarely do we ask you for any kind of donations, but there is a donation button there. And we need to raise some more money, because the expansion of the program has just been so positive. We're now working with over 110 veteran service facilities across the U.S. They have distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. Demand is growing rapidly, and the need for contributions, of course, is increasing. So for $10, just to give you an example, for $10 you can buy an MP3 player and hopefully save a veteran's life. These the $10 is a really wholesale, super wholesale cost, and it's like anything you would see in an Apple store. I mean, it's just wonderful, great quality units, and I tell you, this is saving lives. When you consider that veterans are committing suicide at the rate of 2022 per day, that is the number, shocking as it is. And this is our way of supporting the vets and doing what we can in helping vets that are suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide, as I mentioned. So $10, whatever you can do, whatever you can donate, be much appreciated. Just go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, click on the donate button, and we're off and rolling. We thank you very much for, you know, supporting our vets and coming alongside and doing what you can do. We're going to be talking with John Whitehead. He is the founder of the Rutherford Institute. He's an attorney, an author, has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. We always appreciate John being with us. I know he's on the road right now, so he's a little bit of a moving target. We're doing what we can to track him down here. And, the studio is, trying to connect with him, but I know that he and his wife are on the road, and hopefully we can get a hold of him, because I want to particularly address his latest column
an article. He says, no doubt about it, the deep state is real, and Trump is its latest tool. Now, is Trump being duped in all this? Well, John has a perspective on it, and we'll be talking to him. But meanwhile, I want to get back into a little bit of what Tucker Carlson was talking about in terms of this whole Carter Page and this whole Russian deal. I mean, everybody is so sideways. Interesting that the polling that it came out recently, which is driving the deep state and progressives absolutely bonkers, is that the president's ratings have actually gone up. And this is on the heels of all the controversy that was raised about the Helsinki, summit with Putin. Everybody thought, well, that's it. He's done. Brennan's on overboard. This is treasonous. Let's murder the president, because of what he did with Putin at Helsinki. Really? I mean, wow, what a jump. I mean, for all the things that have happened that, I guess the best best defense is an offense. Even if it doesn't make sense, you just, rattle it off and do what you can to get away with it. But that's what, John Brennan et al. Have been doing. They definitely have confused and murked up the waters. But, the process continues along with the Mueller investigation. Well, John Whitehead has joined us now. Happy belated birthday, John. How are you?
Hey, thank you. Just fine, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. I was mentioning to the audience that your latest article that you say no doubt about it, the deep state is real. Okay, so we need to.
Well, it is real. Yeah, I mean everybody agrees with that now, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, pretty much. And and along with it, I think that people have realized and accepted that the Russians have meddled as well. So the deep state is real. But you suggest that Trump is being duped in this, that he's their latest tool. How's that?
Well, he's gone along with everything that Obama went along with, the military, expanding the military, military parade. Trump's dropping a bomb every 12 minutes in the Middle East, expanding the military empire. The SWAT team raids continue, breaking in people. I mean, the police have got, Trump went on, I saw him on national television some months ago saying the police need to get tougher. Well, they're getting tougher. They're slamming 10-year-old kids down the sidewalk now.
Wow.
Beat them with batons. They're beating girls with batons publicly in the street. Either it's well choreographed or Trump just keeps making things come out of his mouth and people are suffering for it. The NSA is growing. I mean, it still has its $10.8 million black ops budget. We don't even know what they spend it on. Mm-hmm. Now we find out that the NSA has an international group they meet with periodically over in Europe with 17 countries, and they're establishing a worldwide, and they've already have, in my opinion, worldwide surveillance state.
Mm-hmm.
All that's moving forward. Nothing is slowed down under Donald Trump. Unfortunately, I mean, we're seeing all the things that are being reported about in the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the president to just choose anybody who feels an extremist. He can come to your door, lock you, grab you, and drag you away to a prison. All those things. There's nothing has really changed internally. And you're talking to the person who sued Bill Clinton and won the million-dollar lawsuit against the president. I saw the inside of the government. The same government I saw operating there under Obama, under George Bush, Clinton, all of them, is still operating. I mean, what you're dealing with, and people have to listen, stop drinking. Don't believe what you read in the newspapers, folks, or watch on television. Most of that's just blabber. You have to go out and do your own research.
Hmm.
When you do your own research, you find out that the government's basically, run by millions of contract employees. Do most people realize that there are 854,000 contract personnel inside the government with top secret clearances that basically run the government?
Mm-hmm.
And, the deep state idea came from an FBI memo that was leaked that referred to them as the seventh floor group. They've been under the Pentagon and decide what to do next. But, listen, anybody with half a brain knows that with something as large as the United States, what, 350 million at least people in the country, the federal government runs virtually everything, even local governments now, because they give them grant money.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They have to have something back for that money, which is control. that really that we're operating in some kind of democracy where we're voting and getting this person or that person. Listen, like I say, I've seen it up close, and it's a nasty beast you're dealing with, and the American people are sleeping through it. It's like the movie The Matrix. I don't know if you've seen that, Bill.
Right, exactly. No.
What do you think the movie was, do you want to take the blue pill and stay asleep or the red pill and wake up?
Right.
Well, most people are just going to set the watch screen devices. And a new study just came out and said that if you're watching TV a couple hours a day, your brain actually shuts down. It was called the neocortex, and you stop thinking.
Mm. Well, John, we got to go to break. Okay, we got to go to break, but I want to pick it up from there, right there when we come back. John Whitehead is with us. More from him right after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Only for your glory, my hands reach. Up for you to hold me, my soul sings. Only
and every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, on your behalf, we the people, thank you so much, 19 after. Constitutional attorney, author John Whitehead, is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People, and it continues to rage, as we were just speaking. His latest article is pointing that Trump is the latest tool of the deep state, and he says all you got to do is follow the money. The deep state, whether you call it the police state, the military-industrial complex, the surveillance state complex, it does indeed exist, and Trump, far from being its sworn enemy, is its latest tool. And when in doubt, John says, follow the money trail. It always points the way. Right, John?
Yep. It's amazing, too, but like I'm saying, none of the big things that I saw that troubled me under Obama or other presidents have changed. And what's amazing is this new revelation that came out about a month ago that AT&T has towers in eight major cities in the country, Los Angeles, Manhattan, New York. They look like skyscrapers, but they're bunkers, basically. And what they do is they collect all the Americans' phone calls for the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president knows that. The CIA knows that. Everybody knows that inside the government. And it took a powerful story by The Intercept to reveal it to us, but they're collecting everything we're doing. They're watching everything we're doing. And when I saw the Pentagon years ago start handing out all this equipment to local police, AK-47s, batons, pepper spray, jack boots, helmets, dressing them like the military, I was going, what in the world are they doing? And now we have a standing military army on American soil. It's called, we call them the local police, but more and more recently, I'm seeing demonstrations where the police are dressed in camouflage, helmets, AK-47s, tanks. This is local police, but what are they getting ready for? And again, follow my writings. Go to the Rutherford.org and read on. A year ago or so, they came, it was discovered that the Pentagon is handing out this training video with local police involved, showing that sooner or later, they think by 2030, they're going to shut the country down. Martial law is going to be imposed. The economy is going to collapse. So there are a lot of things going on. If you have children or grandchildren, what I'm telling people is do your homework, study, go to our website, read this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all footnoted. It's not conspiracy stuff. It's footnoted New York Times, Washington Post stories, down the line, credible so-called sources. And educate your kids at home. They're not going to get it in school. And the key thing is that learn the philosophy of the people who started this country. James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, said this: we ought to mistrust all those in power. What did he? Why did he say that? What happens, Bill? You know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they get in powerful positions, they start thinking they're kings or queens or whatever they are, and it goes to their head. I've seen it over and over and over in Washington, D.C. And here's another thing I want to say. Again, I've sued in and out of Washington. I've sued a lot of people in and out of Washington, D.C. over the last 40 years. Government is drama. They know it very well, how to play out the drama, the costumes, this and that, doing, going here and going there, flying here and flying there for a few minutes. It works because most people believe what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe it all the way, then you're basically telling the founding fathers to go jump in the lake. You don't believe anything they believe.
Mm-hmm. John, the moments there in Congress where Peter Stroke was being questioned and he was giving his testimony about what had gone on, and the look on his face in that was almost demonic. I mean, and it seemed to me that he represented the poster child. He could be the poster child for the deep state in terms of the reflection of the arrogance that he had.
Arrogance is the word.
I mean,
they know they're running the show, and we're paying for it, by the way.
Yes.
Our hard-earned tax dollars. It's costing the American taxpayer $20 million an hour to conduct all the wars across the globe. And for what reason? And you realize Congress is supposed to approve all these wars. We have presidents today that just start bombing. Don't even say anything to Congress. Congress sits there and watches it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Congress has been neutered over the years, and you keep wondering when are they going to stand up, you know, to activist judges, and you know what's going on with the Supreme Court. You know, presidents who have acted on their own. Barack Obama said, "Hey, I got a pen, I got a cell phone," and he's off and rolling. And here we are. I mean, you know, what happened to our Constitution?
What happened to our Constitution? Yeah, we started believing that the guy in the White House, and I go back to the old days when, and I've read the biographies of most presidents, but when you had Abraham Lincoln came down with no shoes on, went out in the street and bought the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
went back in the White House.
Yeah.
You don't have presidents that think like that anymore. They have specialty cooks, zillion-dollar budgets for clothes and stuff like that. And who's paying for that, by the way?
Yeah, we the people.
That average guy out there, me and you out there working our butts off just to get by and hopefully the IRS doesn't clamp down on us or the local government doesn't take our house away because we can't do this or pay this fine or pay that fine. The cases we get involved in, by the way, where veterans have vegetable gardens that can't pay the fines, they want to come get their homes.
Amazing, huh?
We're out here doing that as American citizens, and we have people sitting in things called the White House up on the upper floor with all these guards saying all these crazy things that you hear them say. And if you believe it all, you're being fooled. The question is, go back to what James Madison said, we ought to mistrust those in power. Mistrust people in power because people are people. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Queen of England is just like you and me. She uses the bathroom. Trump uses the bathroom. They're no better than you or I. That's the point. We're all the same out there, folks.
Well, John,
don't be saluting kings and queens.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. When you talk about...
you end up in a tyranny. You end up in an Adolf Hitler or somebody like that.
Well, when you're talking about 854,000 unelected bureaucrats that are so well entrenched, I mean, they watch, you know, people come and go out of the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah. The permanent government, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. And even though Trump is calling him out, this is so huge. I mean, how can you even possibly begin to uproot all this?
You can't. I mean, the only way we have to do it, I tell people, as I write my books like Battlefield America, start at the local level. Start getting involved in your local government. Because local government under the Constitution, 10th Amendment, gives you the right to nullify acts of Congress even. You can say, we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow SWAT team raids. We're not going to allow the president to come into to pick someone in our community he thinks is an extremist under the National Defense Authorization Act and take them away to a detention camp. Internment camps now, which are popping up all over the country, administered by groups like Walmart, by the way. Empty warehouses now where they're putting people in. Immigrants now. But, you know, again, if you follow history, that's how concentration camps started in Nazi Germany. It started with so-called non-socials, asocials, and sooner or later it was this group, and everybody gets added to it sooner or later, and people just sit back and allow it to happen. So now is the time to get active, especially in your local government. That's what I'm telling people. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you say, the paradigm is so established, the bureaucracy is so established, that even when good people go there, they're turned very quick because they adapt to the rules of play, and as subtle as they are...
bottled water put on their desk, plants, free food, super medical care, stuff we don't get, folks.
Right.
And we pay for it.
Yeah. And they still can't...
pay for it all.
Yeah. And they still manage not to pay their bills and be in debt and bankrupt and what have you, and these are our elected officials, right? But they're above it all.
So-called elected officials, yeah.
Right. Amazing. Well, John,
this real quick for you out there. You have 350 million people in this country, and when you vote for president, you only get to vote between two people. Why can't we have 10 people on the ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Some good people, by the way, like Bill Martinez.
Right. Well, and John Whitehead. I mean, but you're exactly right that the options need to be opened up. But when you've got a mess like what we have here right now in dealing with, as you say, 854,000 bureaucrats, this deep state, boy, this is a mess to clean up on all the aisles, not just on aisle three. Again, John, we appreciate the time. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and purchase one of your books, all your books.
Yeah, you can go Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, because I write a weekly column on these issues, and my latest book is Battlefield America. You can grab it on Amazon.com.
John Whitehead, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister responding to a tweet from President Trump saying his country is not impressed with Trump's threats. Trump having warned Iran in a tweet early yesterday not to threaten the United States or it will suffer consequences, in his words, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Now Iran's foreign minister tweets, quote, color us unimpressed, and finishing his tweet with a message for the U.S. to be cautious. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
The White House says President Trump is considering revoking security clearances of a half dozen former national security officials who have been highly critical of the president's foreign policy. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you've got him, Bill Martinez, right here, serving we the people. Senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, Carlin Bowman, joins us now. She focuses on public opinion and polls, U.S. politics, as well as the media. Carlin, it's been a while since we've been able to talk. I appreciate you coming on and being available this morning. How are you?
I'm delighted to be back.
Well, I want to talk about Kavanaugh. You know, a lot of ads out there, and the Democrats, progressives, doing everything they can to associate Kavanaugh with Roe v. Wade. And it seems like maybe they've moved the ball a little bit here, huh?
Well, I'm not sure. Certainly abortion is something that's going to come up, but abortion is one of the most complicated issues there is in public opinion polling overall, because many people are of two minds about the issue, believing that it's murder and also that it should be a personal choice. And it's certainly going to be a big issue in the discussions of his nomination. But what we have right now, and we've had four or five initial soundings from major pollsters, and the spread in between support and opposition is a little bit closer than it's been for previous nominees, and it could be because we're so much more deeply polarized than we were even during Neil Gorsuch.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that abortion is going to play a big role. But I think you're right. The split between support and opposition is closer, but in all of the polls, support is slightly higher than opposition to his confirmation.
Now, relevant to Roe v. Wade, yes, lots of, as you say, very complicated The Supreme Court didn't do us a whole lot of favors here, and I would, dare I say, even, you know, Congress, but you're not here to opine on that. Only just saying that I thought that somebody should be doing their job there, not the Supreme Court. And so as a result of this, it has really been a process. On one hand, society wants to say it's settled law, but yet this is a law that was not passed by Congress. So that adds to the complication, does it not?
It certainly does add to the complications. And in terms of public opinion on those points, Americans have always been willing to put significant restrictions on abortion's use while keeping it legal. For example, most people think someone should be able to obtain a legal abortion in the first trimester, but not in the second, and certainly not in the third. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to put all sorts of other restrictions on the use of abortion. So as I said, it's a very complicated issue.
Yeah. Well, originally, as we know, when there was the initial discussions back in the early 70s of Roe v. Wade, the driving force was in the event of a rape, the endangered mother, you know, the very, very unique circumstances. And that's what opened the door, which today represents probably, what, maybe 1% of the abortions that take place. So,
yeah, very small number.
Is, so the majority, clear majority, 90-some percent, basically are for other various reasons. You know, child choice, you know, gender choice, you know, bad timing, convenience, wrong hook, you know, all the whole gamut. And
yeah,
so this...
Go ahead. People are much more skeptical of abortion in those circumstances. Yes, legal abortion should be available in the cases of rape, the health of the mother, possible damage to the fetus. But if you ask, you know, should a woman be able to get an abortion for any reason or because she wants one, the numbers are much lower than they are in those other three circumstances. They're in the 40s overall.
Mm. And this is all part of the divide. And here it is, you know, what's been... you know, since 1973, we've got a lot of empirical evidence to draw from now. I mean, we have been one big laboratory experiment here. And so how do you like me now? And I think this is what America is dealing with. And it's they still want to be able to have a choice. They want to be, you know, participate in that decision. They don't want to be dictated by the government. And so this is the deal. But I think that you know, I don't know the way we're set up, Carlin, that any one justice is going to be able to come in. It's not like he's going to come in through the door and he wants to re-legislate or re-discuss the whole Roe v. Wade issue.
Yeah, but it certainly has become a very big litmus test issue. Interestingly, only in the new Fox poll, people are asked whether or not a senator can be justified in voting solely on the issue of abortion. They've asked that question before a number of times, and only about 19% of Americans, 19% in the most recent poll, say that can be justified.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, as we started out, the partisanship of our country right now and the divide in this country is, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for us to come together here. But it seems that both sides are strongly entrenched, are they not?
Absolutely. We see that on virtually every issue in public opinion where Republicans are in one corner and the Democrats are in the other. It's we didn't see this 10 years ago or 15 years ago, no question about it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been coming. There's no doubt about it. And so we've seen it evolve. So what does this portend going forward here, Carlin, based on what you're seeing?
Well, in a lot of cases, it's going to be political gridlock. We're just going to continue to be at different ends of the spectrum, and that's going to make it very, very difficult going ahead for any Congress or any president.
Well, and of course, for we the people who are sitting here electing people, you know, to go into office to make things happen, I guess maybe some of these heady issues, we just table them?
Well, that's what we seem to be doing on a lot of issues, no question about it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And then, so any surprises for you other than what we talked about right now in terms of these, you know, four or five different polls that you're looking at?
Well, I think that we've discussed the highlights from this issue. Certainly people are going to be watching the debate pretty closely. Kavanaugh made a good first impression, but again, the division is much closer than it was.
Right. I think for somebody, you know, as a justice to come in and make it clear. And I like the idea that he presented what he was going to be saying to the senators. And he made that real clear that he's there to, you know, call balls and strikes, as they might say in the baseball vernacular, not to create law, but to interpret law.
And a long record. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's, I try to make sure our audience understands that that is the dynamic tension that exists in the whole legal genre right now, is you have you have the schools of thought that says, look at, that was then, this is now, the Constitution, can be interpreted, it's, as President Obama said, it's elastic, and then you have others that are contextualist, they're originalist, you know, like an Antonin Scalia, like a, Justice Kavanaugh, that says, look at the Founding Fathers did say, and, they were intentional with the words that they used. And if we use this as the guideline, it will serve us well. And so this is the tough divide, is it not?
Absolutely, I agree. Absolutely. And we'll hear a lot about that in the hearings.
Yeah, but I wonder if people really appreciate and understand what is going on, because unless you're an attorney and you're really mindful of what is happening in the legal realm, some of this stuff gets lost in translation, because the presentation is, well, you know, it's all about you, and what's being fed to the masses is something that is pretty idiocentric, I guess.
Absolutely.
So what else can they do? Well, again, I thank you, Carlin, for coming on. Anything else that we should keep an eye on in terms of the polling and what you're seeing in terms of the projection of this?
Well, again, the initial reactions, as Gallup has said, usually end up being the final reactions, and they're more positive than negative. So we will see.
But of course, we live in a country that we definitely know how to exercise our First Amendment right, do we not?
We do indeed.
Well, get ready.
Absolutely.
Put on your crash helmets and your seat belts, ladies and gentlemen. The ride continues as we continue to move on. Let me ask you this: put on your crystal, look in your crystal ball. Does Kavanaugh get confirmed before the midterm?
I think the answer to that might be yes, but we will see.
Okay, well, I only put you on the spot just a little bit. Again, I appreciate what you do, and thank you so much. Carlin Bowman, she's a senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, covers public opinion polls, U.S. politics, and media. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to take a look at the viral videos coming up next. Samantha Mao has put together an extensive list for us. Something to make you smile. And of course, there'll probably be some tears shed, too, because she has a way of pulling on our heartstrings. Do you think it's on purpose, huh?
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's a living word. He's a resting word. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abound. We will praise the Lord, our resting word.
Bill Martinez Live.
You know, after that update from, John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute about all these collection points going on, wonder if anything is NSA approved. I mean, we're just trying to keep blowing out of the radar here. But, you know, we laugh about it, but, you know, it is dangerous. It really is. And I appreciate, John coming on, to sound the alarm. I mean, he is really a modern day Paul Revere running, you know, across this country, shouting out warnings to everybody. He saw the belly of the beast, quite frightening for him. I can imagine, for anybody that has experienced the underpinnings of this governmental beast in which we're dealing with. I mean, to think about it, it's almost incomprehensible to consider, you know, we talk about the deep state. I mean, we're just barely, you know, it's the tip of the iceberg. This thing's been running for so long and so deep. And as he says, the anecdote is for us, we the people, to do and be proactive at the local level and continue to do as Madison and as Benjamin Franklin said, to, not trust our government. You have to hold them accountable. And there was a reason why our Constitution was written in the way which it was. But that will continue. And right now what needs to happen is Samantha Mao needs to come on and get us out of this stuff and help us smile a little bit and take a look at the human foils and all the precious things that human beings do for one another with a report on viral video. She is the good news girl for a reason. Sam, always good to have you with us. Let us have some fun here. How you doing?
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I'm doing great. I hope you're doing good as well.
Hey, we're doing wonderful. And, boy, I love this first story. Chick-fil-A, we love Chick-fil-A. And they're going to give baby food, free baby food for life. after a couple unexpectedly delivers their baby in a restaurant. This is so cool. Tell us about this.
That's right. I feel like I might need to come up with a new birthing plan for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, did the baby come with or without pickles? I want to know. You know, that's a,
I know.
Inquiring people, that's all.
So this is down in San Antonio, the Griffin family. Chick-fil-A has always been a favorite restaurant. And Robert and his wife, Ellen, had actually bought their little girl, before she's even born, they bought her a little nugget about 3 months ago. No, it's perfect, isn't it? And so they're on their way to the hospital last week. She started having contractions, and she's like, we need to go to the hospital. So they drop off their older daughters, and Robert and Valen, they meet at Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A was actually closed, but she said, I have to go to the bathroom. I can't wait. So the employees open it up. And she ends up giving birth right there, you know, with the assistance of her husband. And so Chick-fil-A decides, we're going to give this little girl, Gracelyn, free Chick-fil-A for life and a guaranteed job when she turns 14. So,
I feel like
a few more people might be trying to arrange it. So they
yeah, exactly. Hey, let me in. Chick-fil-A. I got a baby to deliver. I bought a nugget early, and, it's like
that's
a...
That's right.
I want the long term invest. That's hysterical. So it wasn't like mom had a typical pregnancy hankerings, because you know how you women are. When we go through the pregnancy situation, you get all these strange hankerings. So it wasn't like a sudden hankering for Chick-fil-A. It was just, hey, I got to go to the bathroom.
It just happened to work out like that. I pictured she must have been craving Chick-fil-A at first when I first see the headline, but. No, they were just meeting up at their favorite restaurant, and it worked out.
And look at this. She's got a job. I mean, it's all good. Everybody and food for life for this baby. That is unbelievable. Great story. This next one is quite touching. A police officer is saying a prayer over a boy before brain surgery. Break that down for us.
This is down in Warner Robins, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And there's a little boy named Jalen Manns who was diagnosed with a brain tumor in May, and he was going to undergo brain surgery. And his mom, Hannah, had created a Facebook page, you know, to get advice about how to help him deal with his anxiety and just to reach out to people. And, you know, she had a small fundraiser to help him pay for medical bills. And, you know, she actually was telling people how much Jalen loved German Shepherds. And so people started sending him little stuffed German Shepherds, who he called his guard dog. When Warner Robins Police Department heard about this, they decided to bring their canines by the morning before he went to surgery. And so, Jalen is obviously very nervous before he's going to surgery, but these officers come by, they ring his doorbell, and they've each got a different dog, and they let him come meet the dogs, and they escorted him to the hospital. And they, you know, what went viral actually was one of the officers praying over Jalen. And it's just a really touching story. And I, you know, an update to the story is Jalen, as of a couple of days ago, was doing well. His mom said he was doing well. And those officers are going to be like family. They kept coming in to check on him afterwards. And I just love stories like this.
Yeah, how could he not? After all this prayer and love and that's an awesome story. This next one is a dentist in South Carolina. He has ladies flocking for teeth cleaning. What's going on?
Okay, I just had to share this story because I haven't seen anything like this in a while. There is over 50 million views in a few days on this video.
Wow.
like all the different women I know on Facebook have been sharing it. It's actually a young dentist named Rich Constantine, and
is he a hunk?
And he, I don't even know how to describe it. Just the way he moves is just the manliest move. and women are just going crazy.
Really?
They decided what they're going to do.
I mean, they're like screaming in the middle of their teeth cleaning, you know, oh, Elvis, and feigning.
The comments
in this
video are hilarious. Everybody's trying to move down to Greenville, South Carolina. They're like, one woman was saying she's already started eating the gummy bears and drinking the soft drinks so she can go ahead and get in cavity. It's just the most hilarious video. And I just, it's such a simple video. It's just this young guy, dancing around in his dentist's office, the Drake song. And women have lost their minds. He's been all over.
So they're going in there and going, ma'am, this is the fifth time this week you've been in for your teeth cleaning.
I know, that's right.
You're not supposed to do it maybe twice a year.
sorry to let everybody know, but he has a beautiful wife that he's all married.
Yes.
Right. To. But the video, I mean, the comments on the video are absolutely what make it.
Yeah. Obviously yeah. Enjoys what he's doing, right?
Oh, yeah, he absolutely enjoys it. You know, I'm sure a lot of other people have tried to do the same, but it hasn't gone the same way for anybody else. I've never seen a video of just a simple, it's just a few seconds of this man dancing in his dentist's office, and
yes.
People have lost their mind. But, you know, his reviews for his office are great, too. So if anybody down there in Greenville, South Carolina is going to, I'm sure that he's got the busiest dentist around. It's pretty hilarious.
I bet with 5 million views like that in a couple of days, that's hysterical.
50 million.
50 million views? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, 50 million.
Wow. Wow. Donald Trump's probably able to find himself over there, or Melania, you know, just to check it out, you know, with that kind of coverage. They probably want to be part of it all.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, this sweet story, and this is neat. I mean, you know, especially in light of this contentious culture. We were just talking with Carlin Bowen with the American Enterprise Institute about how divided we are. But it's nice to hear stories like this. On a plane, a teacher is talking about her low-income students. And, of course, we're already starting. You know, there's campaigns all over, it seems, whether you're a church or in communities, to collect extra money so kids have pencils. I mean, this is amazing to me. Because when I went to school, we got pencils. I mean, it was part of the first day of school. You got a little packet of things that the school provided. I mean, today, you got to buy it. You got to bring this in. And not only, you know, for yourself, but for other people, you know. So you got to bring that plus is the way the kids are being encouraged today. So, but here's a teacher dealing with the reality of low-income students that can't afford, you know, the number two Ticonderoga pencils that are famous for the first days of school and other supplies. And the passengers overheard and took up a collection, huh?
That's right. Well, Kimberly Bermudez, she says she was chatting with the passenger next to her on her way from she lives in Chicago, and she was on a flight to Florida to visit her parents.
Hmm.
And, you know, she said she has always wanted to talk a lot. And the passenger was asking her, you know, what's your biggest challenge as a teacher? And she said dealing with, you know, low-income students. And they were saying, and the fact that she doesn't want kids to ever go without.
Yeah.
And it's hard for her to see kids not go without some of these basic necessities. So the passenger ends up asking her, he's like, you know, well, I have a company. Could I have your email address? And just, you know, we donate things like time and money to schools, and I would like to help you. And what something amazing happened after that. Another passenger that was sitting behind her taps her on the shoulder, and he apologized for listening to the conversation, but he hands her a wad of cash, and he said, do something amazing with this.
Wow.
And then another passenger reaches over and he hands her more money. So the first guy, it turns out, handed her $500. Another passenger reaches over. He's like, I only have this much. He gave her $20 more. And another passenger turns around and gives her $10 more. And, you know, I think that every time somebody handed her more cash, she would start crying more. And they were all just like, you know, take this money and do something great with it. I think she plans on getting some books for her students, and she wanted to share the story because she said people everywhere can do this. You know, you don't just have to do this for a school in Chicago. And
exactly. Well, and the thing is, what people need to understand about teachers, Sam, is that a lot of teachers are doing this out of their own pocket across this country.
Right.
I mean, they have hearts for their students like this. And so this is such a sweet story. And, you know, regardless of what, you know, government stuff may be going on and, you know, local petitions and that sort of thing, thank God for the generosity of Americans across this country and to come alongside the teachers and this plight. This is a great story. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for more information.
Or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma. Your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been
been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic.